Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Welcome back to today's edition of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice, these under 5 minute episodes to help you build your confidence and competence with advice on everything from breathing to reading. Now, yesterday we looked at how to breathe badly, as it were, but today, how to breathe properly. And all of these podcasts, the notes for these come from the book that I'm writing with the same title, Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice. So how to breathe properly? I mean, it's easy, isn't it? Even a baby could do it. In fact, they do. And so did we all, until many of us unlearned it. Watch a baby breathe, and you'll see their little tummies rise and fall with every breath. Not their shoulders, their little tummies. Like them, you need to get a baby belly. It's done by abdominal diaphragmatic breathing. It's a natural technique that reduces tension and helps maintain a healthy voice. Sounds tricky? Well, it certainly does, doesn't it? Abdominal diaphragmatic breathing. But it's not. Just the kind of breathing we naturally do while we're sleeping. But we tend to breathe incorrectly during the daytime. Nothing to do with the sun and the moon. It's just how we perceive ourselves and how we want to hold ourselves. Your lungs are inside a kind of prison of the rib cage, yeah? At the bottom of which is a sheet-like muscle between your breastbone at the front and your spine at the back, the diaphragm, arguably the most important muscle in the body, because it helps you breathe. Now, the natural resting shape of this strongest muscle is domed. Think of St. Paul's Cathedral. And suspended above and resting on the diaphragm are the lungs, and separately the heart, in the thoracic cavity, and the stomach and intestines below it in the abdominal cavity. Now, when your brain sends a message to say, "You're running out of air, take a breath," the diaphragm contracts, flattens down, helped by the abdominal muscles below it. The lungs have no muscles themselves. Your stomach, liver, spleen all pushed out of the way, and that causes your abdomen to expand, perhaps by a couple of inches. And working in unison, the ribs flex upwards. These two movements create a space in your chest, the thoracic cavity, that the lungs expand to fill. To do so, they suck air into the vacuum to equalise the pressure. That's what's going on. And that's why people don't like to breathe that way, yeah? The bit about your stomach pushing out, yeah? Because people want to look slim and trim and lithe and athletic and, yeah? They don't like to have their stomach pushing out. But that is the best way to breathe. You get a better voice and it helps you get to the end of a sentence. It gives you more confidence, gives you more resonance, all sorts of things that we'll come to as the days and the weeks of this podcast continue. I'm back tomorrow with more. We'll talk about your one big hole tomorrow. I'll get a better broadcast, podcast and video voice. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart. Back tomorrow with more.